confirmation today that while Sado Berahino was still here, he did serve a suspension, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But as I've said before, that suspension happened. You know that he wasn't in the team, and after that, you know, he got over that suspension. What was it, 8 weeks or whatever it was? You know, we never picked him again because his fitness levels, mental levels, was never what we wanted.
Protocol says that you can't reveal what the suspension was for as well, just to be clear about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm you know, under rules and regulations that I can't. It's a personal issue and you can't talk about it. The FA have dealt with it through Sido. Everybody else, I think, you know, is in football who have been involved in both clubs can't talk about it.
Do you feel that throughout that time the club did its level best to help Sido?
This club has been absolutely fantastic towards Sido, the way it's protected him, you know, the way it's looked after him, the way it's, well, try to you know, protect him from everything, in every shape and form. And he should be really, really grateful, because I've been at other clubs where, you know, the kid could have easily been thrown under the bus. But it shows the, you know, the depth and quality of the people in this football club, that they've tried to protect one of their own. Unfortunately, sometimes you look back and you think, well, was it worth it? But having said that, I think they've done the decent thing, this football club. And I mean the decent thing. And really, really have tried to, you know, to find a high ground and stay with a high ground.
And Stoke have stressed that it was disclosed to them, they were aware.
Oh, we never told anything that Stoke asked for. We told them the truth.
And given your history with Stoke City and you know, you're still very close to people at the club, you wouldn't want it any other way, would you?
No, they knew. And you know, it was a little bit disappointing when people were coming out and saying, what, you know, he wasn't played, he was being held back and this, that and the other. Well, the truth is now out there, so, you know, that that was for them to say, and they knew the situation. So that obviously was disappointing, especially after what you've said, the way the club has looked after him.
I think Mark Hughes has got the nous to get through to him as well and keep that process going of rehabilitating him.
Personally, I don't give a damn now. You know, I've spent 2.5 years at this football club, and he's not my problem anymore. You know, I wish him all the best. Sido was very, very good the first 6 months I was at this football club. He didn't go to Tottenham from that point onwards. It's been a real, real struggle in every way, shape and form. You know, it's Mark Hughes's, you know, opportunity now to get the kid playing. If he gets the kid playing, he's got a really good player.